Hey there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pop Culture After Dark. Abel and Vonnie here, and this week we have a good mixture for you guys. We have some YouTubers, some TikTokers, influencers, major celebrity gossip, and of course, Kardashians, whatever you consider them. So, Vonnie's yawning. She's fake yawning like Kim Kardashian fake cries.
So I'm really good at it.
Yeah, on this week's lineup, we have Tati Westbrook, Jeffree Star, Billie Eilish, Nick Cannon, Nikita Dragon, Taylor Caniff. We also have Kim Kardashian, Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, even more Kim Kardashian, Michael Costello, Chrissy Teigen, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane, Paris Jackson, and Willow Smith. So, it's an eclectic group of people to talk about today, but I'm ready to get into it because we have some shit to talk about. So why don't we just start off by congratulating Nick Cannon on the birth of his twins, which happened to be his fifth and sixth children. I don't know. After five and six, after like one or two, I don't know. So he had twins with Abby De La Rosa, which I believe is a girlfriend. And everyone, are you sitting down?
Okay, I've been waiting for these names. Tell me these fucking names.
The first name is, I don't know if you pronounce it Zion or Zion, but it's Zion Mixolydian Cannon. And Zillion Air Cannon, like the heir to a throne.
Oh, those are interesting. Wait, what? Okay, go back. What? Okay, Zion, I got. Zion's all right.
The middle name for that one is Mixolydian. It's literally spelled Mixolydian.
They're just making shit up now. They just threw some fucking letters together, like.
And then, how would you feel if that was your middle name, and then your sibling's middle name was Air? Like Air. The heir to the throne, not Air, but like Air to the throne.
But you know that's going to get mixed up in preschool and elementary. You know that, right?
Yeah, but like if they call you like, oh, you're the heir to the Cannon fortune, and then you have Mixolydian over here.
Do I want to say Michelada so bad? Like so Michelada. What is wrong with these celebrities? Like, I mean, I know my kids got some funky names, but now, like, I didn't just throw letters from the alphabet together and boom, call it. I mean, but I guess that's how everybody got their name. You know what I mean? A name's not a name until you actually make it a name, but that's a hard fucking name. I mean,
I don't know if they're going to call it. I don't know if they're male or female. I don't know, but I would call them like mixed, like for like Zion Mix. Like, I'm not going to say Mixolydian. I'm not going to say all that.
Yeah, first names only. First names only.
And it's funny.
What's the other one called? A zillion?
It's a zillion.
A zillion, like a zillion fucking dollars?
Just zillion. What does
zillion.
Z.
Oh, Zion and Zillion.
Yes.
Zillion.
Yeah.
Like pavilion, but zillion. Like billion, but zillion.
Yes.
Like million.
Like they moved, instead of being called Billionaire Cannon, that would have been a better name. Billionaire Cannon.
Billionaire Cannon. Oh, I get it now. That is so ridiculous.
But imagine, like, that's your name, then your sibling was Zion Mixolydian.
I hate it here. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. And you know what's funny is that the word or the name Zion, I literally came up, like, that's, like, a place in one of the books that I write that I just, like, made up. I'm, like, I just, like, made up this word or name that I thought it was Zion.
It's on the Matrix. It's on the Matrix. I know that.
Oh, I didn't watch the Matrix. So I just like came up with this place and I'm like, okay, so Zion.
I kind of like Zion. Zion's like, that's not a bad name, but all the other shit. But,
Zillionaire Cannon.
He's a zillionaire.
Yeah, so congratulations, Nick, but I don't know what the fuck y'all were thinking with those names.
I'm a RIP to your kids when they have to learn how to spell their fucking names in elementary school and shit.
Zion has it easy, but imagine graduation.
Dude, the poor person announcing the names.
Oh my god.
I would have to take a Xanax before I fucking started. Like, once I get to the W's, I'm popping the Xanax. Like, fuck. Oh, go to my last names, I'll pop it at the B's.
Oh, shit. I cannot. So, let's move on from Nick Cannon to influencer Nikita Dragon. Normally, we talk about her in a negative way because she is problematic AF. Nikita Dragon, for those of you that know, is a transgender woman. She is beautiful, by the way. I mean, as much as I don't like what she does and she causes drama, I do definitely follow her on TikTok and Instagram because I'm like, that bitch serves. She fucking serves everything.
Same. If my ass was skinny, I would wear everything that bitch wears.
God knew.
To fucking HEB, bitch. I would wear that shit to HEB to go buy a fucking watermelon. Like, she's bomb.
Like, God knew not to give us.
Oh, he fucking that. Knew for sure.
Because, yeah. So, all right. So Nikita Dragon is a transgender woman, and she recently was speaking out against influencer who is named Taylor Caniff. I don't know who he is, but apparently a lot of people do. There was a video of his friend walking Nikita to her car, and Taylor in the video is recording them, and he says, "My boy's hooking up with a guy," and I tell a security guard, "Bro, like, it's none of my business, but did you guys know that the dude, they absolutely looked like I threw a stun grenade. Is that a thing? They look like I threw a stun grenade in the back of the security lounge. They were like, bro, what? And I was like, yeah, that was a dude. And they could not believe it. He said all this while recording his friend take Nikita to the car. Someone sent that video to Nikita, and making up names and shit. Nikita said, this is what it's like to be trans. My livelihood is constantly threatened by just living my life as a trans person. And I'm so embarrassed to even be showing this video, but it's a reality. It's what really fucking happens in this world. I try to be strong for you guys and hold my head up high and act like I'm not terrified that something like this will happen to me. This is how trans people will die. This is how trans people die. The fact that it was just a guy friend helping me get into a car, and all of a sudden this man wanted to video it and make fun of the guy who's helping me, tell the security guards about it, his life is now threatened as well. So she's talking about the guy that was walking her to the car, that guy is actually getting death threats as well.
Right.
This time it was me. Next time it could be somebody else. We must stop trans hate because it leads to trans violence and people lose their lives, or even worse, they take their own lives, because experiencing things like this just breaks my heart and my entire world. And it's disgusting, and I will not stand for it. That is heavy. Like I said, we normally talk about Nikita. We don't ever really have anything positive to say because she is problematic. However, I applaud her for sharing this story and speaking up for the trans community. What are your thoughts on that situation?
Well, I mean, it really is a shitty situation. Unfortunately, very, very true. The trans community does get a lot of violent threats against them from, you know, transphobic, you know, people, and mainly it's transphobic males. I mean, we've seen it all over, even the sports world, you know, in the military world, you know, and stuff, you know, unfortunately, where they go overseas or whatever, and they end up, you know, having indiscretions with trans women and stuff, and then finding out it's a trans woman, and ultimately beating them or killing them or something. So she is not wrong when she says those things. Now, this jerk, Taylor Caniff, he's released a couple of videos addressing this situation, and he's really shitty in these videos. Like, on one of them, you know, he posted a story to only close friends or whatever, and it's him pretending to cry while listening to the song Bad Day, you know, when this all came out. And then he addressed it on the live, like the situation, and blamed it on people in his close friends circle for leaking the footage. Bitch, blame it on yourself for being a dick. Like, how dare you toss this off on someone else when you're the one that has the behavior that did that shit? And then he later says that he reached out to Nikita to apologize. You can take that apology and shove it up your transphobic ass. Like, one, you don't fucking mean it. You've been all over your fucking close friend stories, mocking it and making fun of it and all that shit. Now you're afraid of the backlash. So, like, not only is he like, he was like a hot, like on Vines or whatever, YouTube, whatever the fuck he was on, he also appeared on the Netflix series Chasing Cameron. So he is a legitimate actor, and quite frankly, probably scared as to what this is going to do to his career, to his future, as he should be, because yeah, fuck him. That's where I would stand on it. And he should be ashamed of, you know, the shit he said. Unfortunately, there are people out there that agree with him that have that disgusting mindset and stuff, but I have to applaud her for coming out and talking about it and, you know, putting it out there like that, because that brings awareness to the situation.
I totally agree, and fuck him and everybody else who just can't let people live in their own truth. What is their living, like, their truths have to do with you? Why? You know, we talk about, you know, non-binaries, we talk about, you know, transgender, just in general, the LGBTQIA plus community. And it's like, I don't understand why people just, it's 2021. Why can't people wrap their brains around that we're all different, right? Why does my life and my choices have to affect you? And essentially, he's giving her, like, as much as he's hating her, he's giving her the power, because he's letting her living her best life affect him. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously she is affected because it bothered her and it hurt her that this happened. But when you let somebody control your emotions, they're winning. And so that's why, like, this is weird. Full circle moment. I had therapy today. In my therapy session, it was like, you know, I can't harbor hate towards anyone, because my hate towards someone does not affect that person. It only affects me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, people, everybody go get a therapist. It helps me.
Except for Demi Lovato. Fuck her. I'm sorry. Fuck them. It,
bitch, we don't need them coming. We don't need them coming after us, ho.
What does your therapy say about that?
girl, we ain't talking about them in therapy. at the end of my session, I'm like, talk to my doctor. I'm like, are you okay? Do you need something to talk? Do you need to talk to someone?
Your doctor's breathing deep.
I'm like, is everything okay, doctor?
Do you need a Xanax, doc?
Okay. Oh, girl, stop with that. All right, so moving on from one influencer to another, our girl that we talked about last week, Tati Westbrook, well, my girl, because Devani doesn't really care for her that much, Tati Westbrook has came back officially. So we were right with all of our guesses and hints, and you heard it here first on our podcast. I think it was last week or the week before.
We called it.
We called it, the whole sign of like EXO Tati. We knew that she was coming back because that's like her signature on a lot of her like older videos and stuff. So, yeah, she made a comeback. Vonnie did not get through her entire video because Vonnie was bored. Vonnie was like, what is this bitch saying? Well, I'll tell you what I got from it. I got a little bit from it. I empathized with her because she did talk about how, yes, she is being sued by her Halo Beauty business partner, which we all knew, right? That's not a secret, girl. We've been knowing, girl. Why are you talking about it? We've been knowing. We did not know, though, that she's being sued for over $30 million.
That's girl. A big number. That is a big number. And we don't know what the fuck she's being sued over, though. She didn't say what the hell the lawsuit entails.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of that has to do with, because it's litigation that's happening now. Oh, she doesn't want to like say something that could affect the case. However, she did allude to possibly losing the case because she said that she has already come up with basically a plan B, that if she loses everything, she's going to rebuild. She said that since her last infamous video, since she's taken down, since then has been taken down, she has actually been through a lot. Not only this lawsuit, but her and her husband of, I think she said 12 years or over 10 years, I'll say. Her husband and her actually separated. They were living, he had his own place, she had her own place. They had to sell their home in LA. They had to sell her beauty studio in LA. And she's now living in Seattle. She even says that it was so serious that they could not even stand to be in the same room as each other. That's how bad their situation got. However, on the upside of it, she said since then, her and her husband have reconciled. They are living together in Seattle, and they are living a more humble life. And I'm like, yeah, girl, if I was being sued for $30 million, I'd be humbled real quick. I know that you didn't get through all the video, but hearing all these little details that I have shared with you and the listeners, what are your thoughts? Do you think that her being away, for not only just to stay away because of the scandal, but because of all of this happening behind the scenes, do you think that you understand it a little bit more?
Somewhat, I do. And that's because of what she touched on, what she was dealing personally with all this stuff behind closed doors. And this other stuff had to do more so with, you know, the scandal that happened before the litigation stuff. So, and that's where she was getting blackmail threats. She was getting death threats. Her privacy was being invaded. People were messaging her, you know, telling her that they can see her through all of her, like, you know, her smart TV, her, you know, all of her electronics, that they're recording her, that they're going to, you know, put out videos of her and stuff like that. And then there was a bunch of stuff where they used her name and her likeness on porn sites, you know, making it seem like there was porn videos of her out there when there wasn't. So she was really, really put through the ringer after, you know, the scandal that came out and stuff like that. So that was a huge reason why she took her step back and reevaluated things, and why she went to her more humble, you know, side and stuff. Like, it was a lot for her to go through again. Like, you know, her and her husband split up and got back together and went through that whole debacle. And a lot of it had to do just because it was piling on from that into the litigation stuff. And the litigation stuff, all of that started happening around spring of 2020. So this is already a year that she's been dealing with, you know, all that stuff, and being completely blindsided by it and not, you know, realizing that Clark Swanson was going to come and throw this fucking curveball at her and sue her for all that and everything, like what he's doing. And he's not only doing that, like he's going to rumor channels and tabloid channels and stuff like that and sharing all of this, you know, bad information, like stuff about her that's bad stuff, negative stuff that's not true, or like financials from the business, you know, product launches from the business. You know, he's leaking like all this stuff. So it's like kind of one thing after the other with her, which I can empathize with that. I get it. Definitely. If you're getting death threats, constant death threats, you know, from people. Like, nowadays, you don't know if these motherfuckers are being serious or not. So, yeah, like, I definitely empathize with what she's going through. Her video was a little bit of a snooze fest for me, you know? I mean, I get what she's going through, and she's, like, talking about it and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, there's just something about her that rubs me the wrong way. I don't know what it is. Nothing personal, I guess, you know, whatever. There's just something about her I can't, you know, I can't sort of kind of take, you know. And another thing, aside from the litigation, the other scandal stuff, like, I feel like, honey, you put yourself in that position. That's where I am with that whole situation. But I do not condone the blackmail. I do not condone the death threats or any of that other stuff. I think people need to realize there's, you got to separate the online life from the real life, and, you know, the YouTube personalities, Instagram personalities, like, all that, separate that. Like, she's a person. These weird real people out here, you know, and it's just, I feel for her on that front.
Yeah. And it's crazy that during, you know, she doesn't want to talk about the litigation. I wouldn't either for $30 million. Hell no. But right. I don't understand how her business partner's getting away with leaking, like, financial stuff to other people. Also, she said that he's sharing, like, trade secrets with other companies.
Yep.
And that's, he has to be breaching their contracts somehow, you know. But I guess that her video came off to me like she's bracing her, like, for impact, like, for the worst, just in case. Which is good. You know what, though, to be just authentic, she in this video did seem happier. She did seem real. She did seem not like another influencer we're about to talk about. She actually seemed like she was coming from a genuine place. She did say True. That she did say in future videos she's going to address the things as she can. And she just seemed genuine. Not right. like our girl, Jeffrey Star, Jeffrey Lynn.
Miss Jeffrey Lynn. Yeah, definitely like Miss, unlike Miss Jeffrey Lynn, because Tati did have a bit of sincerity in her and stuff. Miss Jeffrey Lynn. Okay, so let's get into Miss Jeffrey. I told you that I hadn't watched that video yet. So before we actually started recording, I popped it on to see, like, you know, and I already knew just from the thumbnail and the fucking caption on the video, addressing my mental health, selling my house and getting help. That's, you know, that was the thing. Okay. So, like, you know, it's going to be some bullshit when Jeffrey comes on all fucking dramatic. Like, and he lowers his voice and talks like this, and you know what, I couldn't fucking take it. I watched 8 minutes of this video before I couldn't fucking take it anymore. And you know me, I love me some Jeffrey Lynn, but this is some bullshit. Like, his video, he talks about, like, his problems and his issues and this and no, without naming a single fucking one. Like, the only thing this motherfucker said is he knows he's toxic. That really is it. That's all we fucking know, bitch. That's why we love you and your fucking makeup. Like,
we love a toxic queen.
Bitch, we get you. But he really did not come on here and say, but bitch, I almost lost it with the fake crying. The fake crying fucking had me deceased. Like, I could, and I really miss them every day. Bitch, get the, oh, I couldn't. Like I told you in the pre-show, I would have appreciated this a lot more if Miss Jeffrey would have came on all fucked up looking, not all fucking badass, like makeup on point, like he's got 4 fucking filters on his fucking face, badass wig, just looking all kinds of beautiful and fucking white, no, I want to see a motherfucker on there with his goddamn mascara smeared, a fucking Red Bull in one hand, vodka in the other, talking about, you know what I mean, just fucking going through it, because that is how you process. Like, this is for show. This is for show. Do I believe that you're having, like, you're going through it and you're, like, realizing stuff and everything? Sure. Do I think there's a point behind it that you're trying to do? Jeffrey, when's the launch? When's the skincare launch? It's coming up, isn't it? It's coming up, sis. That's why you're doing this shit. But wait, we come to expect that from him. Now take this fucking little video with a grain of salt. All I got was the motherfucker selling his house. And we know you're going to Wyoming. We know this has been in place for a while already. So, and that Nathan was the love of his life without actually naming Nathan. But if you know, you know he's talking about Nathan. And you know that. Like, we know that about him. So, yeah, this video was a whole bunch of bullshit. I'm glad I only wasted 8 minutes on it.
I loved his turn at the beginning.
Oh, his turn? All dramatic. Poor me.
The turn. Oh, girl, that's... For all of our listeners, there's definitely some OnlyFans content happening right now that you need to subscribe to our Patreon so you can watch the video. So make sure. And then also you see Vonnie's live reaction to the Jeffrey video on Patreon pre-show. So patreon.com/popculturedark. Check us out there because, girl, we're about to start OnlyFans. Pop culture OnlyFans.
I can't fucking take it. Like, that's what it would be if you were like, oh my God. Oh my God, this shirt is so small. Someone help me. It's like that. That is like what he came out doing. You know what I mean? Like, I just fuck him. I can't.
To quote someone from today, I'm kind of over boobs.
I'm over big boobs. I see them all the time. It's okay.
Oh God. So that was funny. All right, so that's enough about Jeffrey. The video, I watched it all, wasted, what was it, 26 yep. minutes or yeah. something. I wasted 26 minutes of my life. He doesn't name any of the issues he's talking about. He doesn't say anything, doesn't give any kind of details. He doesn't the video was nothing. There was absolutely no reason for that video whatsoever, except that his skincare line's probably coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yes, yeah, that's it. And he's selling his house like any bus could fucking afford it. Bitch, put it on Zillow and let it be fucking done.
Oh, not Zillow, bitch.
I'm done.
Not Zillow. Zillow. I hate it here. Okay. Fucking ERCOT. All right. So we want to move on from Jeffree Star to Billie Eilish. We've talked about her a couple of times. She's released a new song that I loved. I love the video. I am here for Billie Eilish. We've talked about her music. We love her. However, you know, they say when you reach the top, the only place to go is down. People are trying to cancel her because she is being accused of what is called queer baiting. She posted an Instagram photo and the caption read, "I love girls." People to me, haters, are saying that she's queer baiting because she is kind of alluding to maybe she's gender fluid or she likes girls because she wants like the quote unquote queer audience. I'm like, bitch, she didn't had us. She had us all. And not only that, I took it as I love girls as in like, I love my girls. Like, I love, like, these are my bitches. Mm-hmm. I love my bitches. Would people be saying that if she was like, I love my bitches? No, everybody be like, I love them too. I love all my bitches.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So there's another part to the story about being canceled, but I want to get your take on that first. What do you think about people trying to cancel because of that single caption?
Okay, I really think people are just picking at straws here. Like, this is a play on words, I think. You know, and she has that the Instagram post is stills from her video, her new video for Lost Cause. And it is a video of her like having a girl party, like they're commiserating, I guess, all together, but having a good fucking time. you know, enjoying each other's company, you know, just being girls. I can't tell you how many times I've done this with my squad. You know what I mean? And the caption was, yeah, I love girls. And I took it the same way you did as I love my girls, because that's what the video is about. So I think people are getting a little too, you know, literal with this shit, you know, thinking that she's coming out as bisexual or a lesbian, you know, or whatever. So they got all ass hurt when they saw pictures of her with Matthew Tyler over the weekend or something, that they're dating or something like that. They're like, hey, what the fuck? Like, you was just, I love girls, and now you're over here with this guy. And yeah, to that end, I'm going to say, what the fuck does it matter? Like, what business is that of yours? What her sexuality is, period. You know what I mean? She had the video full of girls. There, watch the video. It goes with, you know, the music and stuff. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, so same. I just feel like even if she actually loves girls, as in being gender fluid, you know, sexually fluid, and one day she wants to be with the girl, one day she wants to be with the guy, she's fluid, she's single, date around, hoe. Who cares?
Yeah, same. That just, you know, stop fucking trying to. I think people like take like what's trending nowadays and they're like, what the fuck can we pick at? What can we pick at and who can we pick at to where I can make a status about it and it's going to fucking go viral? You know what I mean? I think that's where the they say to stop queer baiting, stop click baiting, motherfucker. There's no fucking queer baiting going on. That's how I see it.
You know who the fuck needs to be canceled?
T Spill.
No, bitch. T Spill, definitely. But who needs to be fucking canceled is Texas Governor Abbott and fucking ERCOT. That's who the fuck needs to be canceled.
I don't know. Thank you, Abbott, for making it legal for me to fucking walk around with my six shooter on my hip whenever the fuck I want.
Bitch, I'm not putting my AC on 82. Anyway.
Okay, yeah, fuck that. Yeah. Bet. It's bet. Motherfucker, bet.
Y'all are canceled. Pop Culture Network has canceled you.
Mad as fuck
right now. We are mad as fuck and hot as fuck here in Texas.
Not me. I'm a fucking lawbreaker. I got my shit on 68.
Not me with the light and the ring light and the plugged in microphone and my plugged in laptop and my ceiling fan on.
Not me with my fucking dozens of little twinkly lights all around my fucking room 24/7.
I'm going to send ERCOT a picture and at them. All right. So back to non-Texas drama. We're just so hot here in Texas. We hate it here. It's so ghetto. Help us. So back to Billie Eilish. People stay trying to cancel her. People stay trying to cancel someone. There was a very quick clip of Billie Eilish allegedly using like anti-Asian language or Asian slurs. Right. Allegedly, she was making fun of the way they speak and the way they look, their features. It was a real quick video. I believe it was from like 2000 and something, like early 2000s. In the video, her brother Phineas actually calls her out and like, that's not funny, like quit it. So people are upset about that. I'm like, where? Billie hasn't been around for a while. I mean, Billie has been around for a while now. It's been a few years since she's been here in the scene. Why are these just coming out right before her album drops next month?
Okay, so hold on. First of all, let's address the fact that this chick is 19. How fucking old is this video if it was early 2000s?
I think she like, was 2012. So she was like 10 maybe or not.
She was fucking... There's really a video. Like, people are really pressed about a 9-10-year-old saying this. Get the fuck out. Get the motherfuckers a Klondike bar. Somebody get them hoes some Snickers. Like,
get them a good old devil dick.
Dude, what the fuck? If you are pressed about something a 9 or 10 year old said, bitch, drink something. Take a shot. Do fucking something. You know, go, dude, get, I,
Bitch, you better watch your words, girl, because you're about to be canceled.
I'm trying not to say dick in the mouth, but do something. Like, do not, like,
you're like, do
motherfucking
do
something. All of it, just
multiple beat. Just
oh, come just, on, just take it as take it as
oh my, like, god, guys,
get the fuck out of here. If you are pressed about a 9 or 10 something, a 9 or 10 year old, say, man, like, that is some dumb ass, like, how do they even have video of her when she was that fucking young talking about it? And who the fuck put that video out?
I think, like, it was on Vine. I think it was a Vine video.
Man.
Let's move on, because people are fucking stupid. So, speaking of stupid, we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian and her legal journey.
Speaking of stupid. All right. Okay. So, Miss Kim, ma'am, okay. So, she has taken the baby bar exam for a second time. Okay, the first time we kind of gave her a slight bit of a hard time about it because she failed, but kudos to her for doing it, and she didn't fail by that much, apparently, blah, blah, blah. You know, we said what we said on the last podcast about it, but homegirl was like, hold my fucking eyelashes, I'm going to do this shit again. And the bitch went and failed again. But how are you going to do, okay, Kim, sis, what the fuck happened, bro? You scored a 474 the first time. How the fuck you go lower this time? Like, she scored a 463 this time. Like, what happened? Like
did you, I wonder, so, I wonder if she lost points for not putting her full name. Like, maybe they took points away because she didn't put Kim Kardashian West.
Bitch, this ain't the fucking SATs. Like, no.
I'm just trying to give her the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe she lost points because of that.
Yeah, yeah. And then her reaction, I love her reaction, because her reaction is so fucking real. She said, I failed. Fuck. This is so annoying. I'm fucking dead, bitch. Like, because I would say that shit. I would say that.
Bitch, how do you want to be a lawyer and be like, fuck, I can tell you who's not going to be my attorney, bitch. It ain't going to be Kim Kardashian.
You fucking court. I object. Why? Fuck. I forgot.
Oh my god, Kim.
This is so annoying. I hate it here in this fucking courthouse. I fucking love you though, Kim. I fucking love you so hard. Like, you're my fucking girl. I love you.
Yeah, so we're going to continue to speak about stupid. We have another Kim story. Do you want to?
Okay, let me go into the restraining order and then you can talk about
it. Oh, yeah.
All right, so Kim, girl, you know, somebody out there is appreciating you for all your hard work that you're doing, because a motherfucker is going so far as to send you Plan B pills and engagement rings to her house. Right, this guy, his name is Nicholas Costanza. So documents were filed on Wednesday against him. We know that he sent this to her and her security team intercepted it, you know, and stuff like that. This isn't the first time that he's done some shit to her like that. So she finally did get the restraining order against him for good reason. There was that. And then he shows up at her property over the years, like a handful of times, once in February and then again in late May. Kim said that he sprung up at her gated community telling guards he was there to pick her up for dinner. I'm here to get Kim. I'm taking a bitch out for some dinner.
Bitch, when he fucks you good, take his ass to Red Lobster.
Okay, so it's not just that. Like, he's doing other stuff online too. Like, he's just been obsessing over her. He posted a bogus marriage certificate and other, like, bogus messages between them, alluding to her waiting for her knight in shining armor, which is him. Like, he's just made this whole fucking relationship up on, like, kind of like what we were talking about earlier. Call me Kim. So the judge agreed that Kit's concerns were valid. So he did grant the temporary restraining order. He'll have to stay at least 100 yards away and refrain from contact, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here's the thing, yo. Restraining orders, while they are great, legal-wise, you know, the fuck am I supposed to do when the motherfucker comes? Am I going to ball it up and throw the fucking restraining order at him? Is that going to stop him from coming?
She needs to move to Texas.
Yeah, where she can legally open carry without a permit, a gun.
But you need a permit to fish, girl. Don't forget that.
Or park on the fucking beach. You need a permit to park on the fucking beach.
But the gun?
But you don't need a permit to fucking walk around with a gun. And you know what? I feel for one of my very best good friends. I love him, but I fucking hate him. He's a paramedic here, and he's like, great. 911 calls for accidental shootings in the fucking foot or the leg or the arm. Some shit is just going to skyrocket right now. Thank you, Greg Abbott.
Bitch. And it's going to be hot as fuck and musty because of ERCOT.
And you know, people, when they get hot, when the temperature goes up, they get stupid. So
we are for our listeners, because we are worldwide, just in case y'all didn't know, people listen to us all over the world. We're broadcasting live from South Texas, and it's hotter than Lil Nas's ex Devil's ass crack here. Okay.
Pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, so we're a little moody today. All right, so I want to keep talking about. I'm sorry. What were you gonna say?
No, I was done about that. I was just, you know, it's hot. It's as hot as my last Instagram post.
Bitch, onlyfans.com/popculturedark. I'm just kidding.
Hi, kid. Okay, who's up next? Who are we going to massacre next?
Kim Kardashian again, because this bitch, the Lord Jesus Christ, help her. Not only, okay, how can I say this? Oh, Lord.
Be with me. In a nice way, April.
Lord, be with me and my tongue as I'm about to spew some hate. All right, this bitch is so stupid. She recently said that she was actually envious and/jealous of Khloe Kardashian's relationship with her cheating ass baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. She said that when she went out with them, she felt like a third wheel, that she felt like she wished that she could share their kind of love with someone. And that, mind you, I think their divorce was just finalized, her and with Kanye. She's already talking about her next husband. She wants to have a relationship like that.
This bitch does know that they did share that love with someone else. Her name was Jordan Woods.
And allegedly many others.
And many others. So they did share that love with someone. What the fuck? What was she envious of? Getting cheated on? Like, I'm just... Kim. Maybe she's just like...
Maybe it's I want to be... You know, it's that double dick. That double dick, girl. We already talked about it. We talked about it all day.
You know what? It's too hot for that shit. It's too hot outside to be fucking around with that shit, y'all. Stay the fuck. Love yourself. Daily reminder. Love yourself as much as you love toxic men with devil dick. Kim, stop. Girl, stop. That is not the relationship you want or need or should look up to, aspire to, want to get. Your sister is dealing with baby daddy mama drama bullshit with other women coming forth saying that's my baby daddy, like making fake accounts, like cheating, like what? Be thankful you got an idiot that just wants to praise God in the desert and
oh no, you know,
be stupid, like, you know. Oh my God, I can't.
And she's talking about her next husband.
I can't wait. Well, at least she's got goals.
She's manifesting.
I commend her.
manifest it. Put it out there. Speak it. Speak it.
But don't manifest another Tristan, bitch. Like, what? What? Okay, you heard her, fuck boys. You heard her. She's on one. Message her. It could be you. You never know.
Just look out for those fuckboy cars that we talked about.
I'm like, if you got a Mustang or a Camaro or a Challenger or a Charger, you already know. And it's
eco-friendly.
If it is red with leather interior.
Stop, bitch. Oh, my God. If we had cameras following us around, Lord Jesus, y'all. Y'all be keeping up with Pop Culture After Dark, not the Kardashians. So let's move on to a couple. I want to talk about a couple of serious things first, and then we'll end on a little bit of a lighter note. I want to talk about Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson. So just a warning, the following topic or subject may be triggering for some of our listeners. So I just want to disclaim that. Again, just a warning, the following topic might be triggering for some people. So Paris Jackson is Michael Jackson's daughter, and she recently was on Facebook's show Red Table Talk with Willow Smith, and they had a conversation about mental health and, you know, growing up with fame. And Paris Jackson actually revealed to Willow Smith that she actually, in the past, attempted suicide multiple times, and that every single time she did it, she was upset because she wasn't successful. As someone who struggles with mental health, I have been in a dark place in the past in my life where I have felt that, where I woke up and I cried because I was awake. I've woken up and I was crying the minute my eyes woke up because I was still alive. Our situations are different because she is struggling, or I say she is struggling with mental health because I feel like personally, once you've struggled it, you're always struggling with it. I feel like it's hers. I can't imagine, because I struggled with it privately with me, myself, family, and close friends, whereas she is in the public eye, all eyes on her being who she is and struggling with something like that. I'm glad that she is still here with us. She is very articulate. She is very smart. You can tell she has a talent in her that only could come from her dad, you know. What are your thoughts on her being so open and candid with Willow Smith on this talk show?
You know, I have nothing but love and respect for her for that. It, you know, one, it takes a lot for anyone to speak on the things that she's speaking on and talk about her past trials and tribulations and what she's been through and had to overcome. So, you know, and I think she did it right. Red Table Talk, that I love that show. And it is a show for you to come out and talk about in all seriousness, like what you went through. This isn't a YouTube thing where you're making money off of it, where you're trying to monetize your mistakes and what you went through and strictly for a show and all that stuff. So, you know, she went about it the right way. Now I can understand why it was so hard for her and why she may have felt where she felt like she had no other choice in what she wanted to do with the rest of her life and stuff like that. Now, she did also come out, you know, and talk about what it was like coming out to her family. Her family is very religious. She talked about how she respected that and still respects that. And I love her, the way she thinks on this subject. She says, you know, that to her, what people think about her isn't her business. I mean, she doesn't care. Like, what you think about her, that's not her, like, she doesn't care. Like, that's our business, what we think about her, you know, whether it's right or wrong. Now, she said she loves that her brothers are behind her, you know, and her coming out and stuff like that, and that people have been so supportive. Now, she also did say that she doesn't feel like there is a correct label for her. You know, people are mislabeling her and stuff. She says, I don't feel that there is a label for my sexuality that fits. Labels in general, not just for sexuality, but for everything else. I think there are just ways for humans to make sense of the world and to be able to compartmentalize, and getting past the need for labels is something that she thinks is beautiful. So she doesn't exactly say, you know, what she is, just that, you know, she's coming out as, you know, she's not straight. So that was something that, you know, was kind of like a big hit to her family and stuff, but she's worked through it and done all that. So I definitely commend her, and I have a lot of respect and nothing but love for her. And I know some people take, you know, when they don't succeed in something, it affects somebody differently than it could affect you. You could be a stronger person. You're able to persevere and get through it, whereas it can shatter another person's entire existence. So be kind, people. You know, you never know what somebody's dealing with. Just because you deal with it in a certain way doesn't mean that other person can or will. That's how I think about that.
Yeah, I agree. And kudos to her. And like a whole labeling thing, I don't think she needs a label. She is Paris Jackson. And until she finds out or wants to label herself as something, that she's who she is. She's her own individual person. So We love you, girl. So the next subject, or the next topic, is again heavy. It is a continuation kind of on this topic. So if you skipped ahead a little bit, just be warned. Again, trigger warning, just because we want to be safe out there. So there, we all know Chrissy Teigen has been under fire lately because, as we reported on this podcast, she had left social media for being bullied. People were hating on her. Boo-hoo me. I'm so sad I'm leaving social media. I'm being bullied. And I actually felt bad for her at first. I was like, yeah, like, I love Chrissy. She's funny. Her infamous memes and everything, like, I love her. Well, then she came back to social media, and since she's been back, we also have reported multiple celebrities have come out against her, saying that they've been bullied by her. Basically a Mean Girls moment. It's like, raise your hand if you've been affected by Regina George. And it's like everyone in the room is raising their hand about Chrissy Teigen. Well, Project Runway star Michael Costello said that Chrissy Teigen bullied him online in 2014 to the brink of suicide after a simple misunderstanding. So Costello, who's 38 years old, said Teigen tormented him amid a misunderstanding that he had used a racial slur online, which he did not. It was just a misunderstanding. Daily Mail has actually reached out to Chrissy Teigen for comments, and they just have not responded, basically. This is all on top of all of the other allegations against Chrissy Teigen. People have the nerve to be like asking John Legend in a recent interview, like, is Chrissy okay with all these accusations against her? How is she feeling? Is she okay? And he said that she's being strong through it and their family's going to get through it. So I kind of feel a way about John Legend now, because I'm like, I feel like they're blaming the victims now. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like they're trying to flip the script, like, boo-hoo me and everyone else is wrong. So because of all of this, I think we've said it before, Chrissy Teigen, her cookware brand has been dropped by Macy's, Target, and Bloomingdale's. She was also forced to bow out of a Netflix series co-created by Mindy Kaling. So she almost all of her projects that she had going on have been dropped. So kudos to all of those people who are canceling her. I hate cancel culture, but I feel like in instances where you're driving people to suicidal thoughts, you deserve to be canceled. What are your thoughts on Chrissy Teigen? Is she the bully or is she the victim?
Oh, I got thoughts on this whole situation, including Costello himself. So About the situation with Tegan and Costello, was she a bitch for it? Yeah, she jumped the gun. It was a Photoshop picture. It was not him. And instead of verifying her facts, she went in on him, which caused, you know, the entire internet to go in on him, which caused, you know, all that to happen. You know, she started the movement that led him to that, you know, to those thoughts and to that depression and all that. Now, that being said, one, I don't stand behind that. Fuck that. She's a bully. I don't give a shit. Like, she does it. Like, has she been bullied? Sure. Does she bully back? Absolutely. 100%. So they're both in the wrong. And I hope, well, I'm sorry. They will be both in the wrong when you hear this next segment. Chrissy was very much in the wrong. I hope, like, she is sincere, even though, like, she came out with some apology bullshit video and stuff like that. And everybody's calling her out for it, saying it's fake as fuck. So whatever. Like, she can be a cunt. Everybody knows that, you know? She was definitely cunty for what she did to Costello. Like, that was really shitty for him to be in that kind of place and stuff like that. But that being said, Costello himself is now facing allegations of hurtful behavior, the same behavior, you know, he's claiming that he got from Chrissy. Like, this is literally the pot calling the kettle black. From singer Leona Lewis, because in a statement posted to Instagram, Lewis claimed that in 2014, Costello himself refused to dress her for a charity fashion show due to her size. So yeah, that, you know, the Bleeding Love singer explained that she was made to feel awkward and uncomfortable and ashamed of her body. At the fitting for an event, the dress was a sample size, and like, his team or him, whatever, clearly did not want to alter it to fit her. So, and it came as a total surprise, because weeks prior, she was told that they would make the dress work for her, that they would in fact alter it for her, you know, and all that stuff. And at the next fitting, the night before the show, with no explanation at all, Costello refused to turn up. And he said he no longer wanted to dress her and abandoned his commitments to her and the show, you know, just basically letting her know, you're not the body type I was looking for. So all of that is very shitty, shitty behavior. So, and it left her with very deep insecurities, totally affected her, you know, self-confidence. And, you know, she took a real shot to the gut with that. So that doesn't sit right with the, you know, fans that are now like, hey, wait a minute, you're over here crying about what the fuck Chrissy did to you. Lo and behold, you're doing the same shit to other people. So they're both in the fucking wrong. I hope they both learn from this shit and move forward. And Costello himself, if he's coming out talking about he contemplated suicide over that hurtful shit, well, you need to realize your hurtful ass behavior can do and affect the same to someone else as was done to you. So, you know, what do you think about that?
I also know that since then he has actually come out and personally apologized to Leona Lewis. She actually even said that she accepted his apology. I also think that, not to excuse Chrissy or him, hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. So it's just, is it weird that they both incidents happened in 2014? He was in a dark place contemplating suicide, then lashes out and is not, he's, you know, he's not so nice to other people. Also, I think that this happens a lot more than what we're hearing. A lot of fashion houses, like even Lady Gaga has come out and said, until she was Gaga, the big deal, a lot of fashion houses would refuse to dress her because mm-hmm. she wasn't sample size. Beyonce, when she was first starting in Destiny's Child, her mom was their fashion designer and designed all of their outfits because they were all curvy and fashion houses refused to dress them because they were not sample sizes. Right. So is that a part of the business? Maybe. Is it toxic? Yes. Does it excuse anybody's behavior? No. I think that right. It's also different because this is one allegation against Michael, whereas Chrissy has, she just has a shit ton of allegations against her. So I don't know. It's hopefully they both learn from it and, you know, they can move on. All righty. So moving on to the last subject, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Erica Jane has a huge, huge scandal going on. So Erica Jane is married to, or was, I don't know. They're going through divorce. Major lawyer Tom Girardi, and he is a settlement lawyer in LA, Los Angeles, California. And he basically, he is a major hitter for lawsuits, class action lawsuits against major companies. Long story short, he has not paid out, allegedly has not paid out a lot of his clients their winnings from court cases. And it is being said that he actually embezzled the money and actually put over $20 million of clients' money into a bank account for Erica Jane. And Erica Jane started the divorce in 2020 and is now claiming that she didn't know about any of this, that she was unaware of all of this. And yet on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's said that her glam squad travels with her everywhere she goes, and she pays them $40,000 a month. She takes only private, she only flies private jet. She does not do anything else but private. And it's all at the hands of all of these people who deserve settlements. On Friday, Hulu released a huge documentary about this incident. And the same day, Erica Jane's entire legal team dropped and cut ties with her. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, they know, she knows, she knows, they know that she knows. And someone's gonna go to jail.
These housewives, girl, I mean, they just getting themselves in trouble. Like Teresa Giudice from New Jersey, she was in jail. Her husband was in jail for embezzlement, owing taxes. And now look at Erica Jane, Tom Girardi, that's drama.
I am not trying to be no real fucking housewife nowhere. Like, I'm trying to be real housewife of broke. Fuck that. Like, I ain't going to jail. Nope. I'm
not
good.
Not today. Not today, Satan.
Nope. You can't. You can't take shots in jail.
That is it for this week's podcast. Thank you guys for this wild journey. It's hot as fuck where we are. We're fucking moody. Things are sweaty. It's gross. It's musty. We hate it here. Help us out. Please subscribe to our Patreon so we can afford to pay our AC bills. Love you guys. Thank you for listening, and we'll chat next week.
Bye.